This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B-Belly BC, that's who.
Saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And they suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Whisper, please adore me. And I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody and happy Sunday for the majority of you. Pre-recording my show in my house in Manchester as normal. Bit of a temperature upset in my room at the top of the house where I make the programme. I had the members of Elbow around working on our next record for the first time. Have a first session. They came round and Mark and Jupp, being a bit more butch than me, bled my radiators for me because this room was freezing. So I walked in this morning and of course it's like the Gobi Desert in here. I was presented with a Music Icon Award by the Radio Academy last week, which is great, isn't it? I won an award for my little show. And I have to tell you, I'm looking pretty iconic right now with the enormous sweat patches under the arms of my shirt and my Iron Man pyjama bottoms making the programme for you this week. My featured artist this week is a band called The Middle East, an extraordinary band who are no longer together. I'll tell you all about them as we go through the programme. 3 tunes from them before 4 o'clock, if you're listening to the first broadcast of this show. 2 o'clock in the morning, if you listen to the second, or whenever you're listening on the iPlayer. Desert Island Disc snippet from Dennis Potter this week, another one from him. I really do love the way he speaks, his voice. I still haven't looked into that interview with Melvin Bragg yet. I will have a look at that. That's recommended by one of you guys. There'll be some moon spillage. Last week, my theme was the moon, and there'll also be some reactions to that David Bowie exclusive that I played last week. His new tune, Sue, which I'm sure by now you've all heard. The Beckopedia will be dropping by with a fascinating old recording. And we've got Song for Guy recommendations from listeners Jane Thomas, Owen Goward, Sean, Jean Phillips, and Lucy Browning. What a fun packed show. First of all, the middle, a fun packed show, maybe sound like Keith Chegwin for a minute there. Wasn't very iconic, was it? The Middle East, first of all, my featured artist this week. Extraordinary band, I'll tell you all about them later on. It's a bittersweet tale, I have to say. But this tune is the one you may have heard the most. I know it got quite a bit of airplay here on Six Music. I think it's extraordinary. Prick up your ears, everyone. It's the Middle East and Blood. Happy Sunday. Great, isn't it? It's the Middle East and Blood. One album and one EP available, generally speaking, for the Middle East. They released an album called Recordings of the Middle East, but they later re-released the album abridged into an EP. So that tells me that's what they want to be judged on where that recording's concerned. So I'm playing three of the four tunes off that EP, the Recordings of the Middle East EP this week, and that one was called Blood. They split up in 2011. Their last gig was at the Splendour in the Grass Festival in Australia. And I can tell you that because I moved Hell and High Water and all my interviews that day. We were playing that festival on the same day. And I swapped bits and bobs and bribed various Elbow members to go and do interviews for me so that I could go and watch them at least, because I really liked them. And I got to the side of the stage just in time to see him walk off. And the drummer spoke to me and I said, how are you doing? I'm in Elbow, we're playing later on. And I was absolutely, you know, legging it, trying to get here in time. I really like your music. And he said, I'm really sorry to tell you that's our last performance. So, yeah, I didn't just miss that performance. I missed any chance to ever see them play, which is a shame. Anyway, they left us some great recordings. And you never know, they might get back together again if we lobby them hard enough. More from them in a wee bit. New music now here on Six Music, the greatest radio station on earth. This is Night Jewel and In the Dark. Synths, a great voice, what's not to love?
I'm a shell of a man, but don't try to understand. Oh, 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 I've been your open door, but you don't turn the key anymore. Stand right there, come across.
Ramona Gonzalez is Night Jewel and has been since 2008. She grew up in Oakland, which is right next to San Francisco, just across the bay, in fact. And she lives in LA. I really like that. I really like it. It feels very authentic. Very interesting that the synthesizers she's using are back in vogue, right across the board. I can hear what sounds like a Prophet synthesizer in there. Famous for making the kind of sounds that Clannad would have used on the TV series of Robin of Sherwood. They went completely out of style for a couple of decades, and it's great to hear them being used again. I really like that kind of thing. I've actually read a couple of interviews with her during that song. I just went and had a little scooch online, and she talks about fantasizing a time that didn't actually exist, a time from just before she came into existence. I really like this idea. I really like the idea that you can take sounds from the past and turn them into classics by using them again. Very subtly in her case. Once again, she's Night Jewel. Night spelled N-I-T-E. And that was called In the Dark. Look forward to hearing more from her.
The Freak Zone. Is it a place? Is it a feeling? Is it a bird? Is it a plane? My favourite bit of fan mail ever from a listener was, you played something last week that was completely unlistenable, Stuart. Keep up the good work. We play the kind of music that really doesn't get any space elsewhere on the radio. From electronica to free jazz, obscure and neglected soundtrack records, to children's music. Left field music of every hue.
Stuart McCauley's Freak Zone.
As the residents once said, open your mind to this new music and soon you too will be whistling the merry tunes.
Tonight from 8.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Charlie Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
I saw a film the other day called The Reluctant Fundamentalist, a thriller about a young Pakistani man who wants to make it in America and through what happened on 9/11, encounters. I won't spoil the film for you. Go and see it. It's really good. It's a really good film. The soundtrack is extraordinary. This is from the soundtrack. This is Atif Aslam, and the song's called Mori Araj Suno. Once again, it's from a film called The Reluctant Fundamentalist, which is excellent. You really should see it.
Sono, mori araje sono, rabasa che a.
I was once in Gemini Cafe on Oxford Road after stumbling out my mate's bar with my friend Rachel, and we were getting something to eat. We were both drunk. Please drink responsibly. And this guy comes up to the table and he says to me, "Are you who I think you are?" And I'm like, "Hello, mate, how are you doing?" "Yeah, just grabbing some food. Just had a few drinks, just grabbing some food." He's like, "I can't believe it, what you're doing in here." So I said, "You know, we're just having something to eat. I come here quite a lot." "Kiefer Sutherland. Kiefer Sutherland, what are you doing in Gemini Cafe?" Rachel couldn't eat for laughing. And I think he'd had a few drinks himself, to be fair. Anyway, that last tune was Atif Aslam from a film called The Reluctant Fundamentalist. That was Mori Arash Suno. I mention it because Kiefer Sutherland is in the film, as is what's she called, Kate Hudson. Once again, from The Reluctant Fundamentalist, which I heartily recommend, that was Mori Arash Suno. Iggy Pop is on at 4 o'clock. His programme is on animals this week, I believe. And last Monday, he delivered the John Peel lecture here at Media City in Salford. It was broadcast live, and it's on BBC Four tonight. You can watch it on BBC Four tonight on from 8 till 9. It's a very, very interesting lecture. It's the John Peel annual lecture. Iggy Pop on after this programme, and then again on BBC Four tonight on the telly, 8 till 9. Here is a little snippet now of this year's John Peel lecture from the man himself, talking about, bootlegging, essentially. And then we'll hear a tune by him.
Part of the process when you buy something from an artist, it's a kind of anointing. You're giving that person love. It's your choice to give or withhold. You're giving a lot of yourself besides the money. But in this particular case, without the convention, maybe some people felt that they were robbed of that chance. And they've got a point. It's not the only point. These are not bad guys. But now, everybody is a bootlegger and not so cute as before. And there are people out there just stealing stuff and saying, "Don't try to force me to pay." And that act of thieving will become a habit. And that's bad for everything.
Here comes success.
I'm not sure if it's my favourite, but one of my favourite Iggy Pop songs. He's on here, of course, from 4 o'clock. His show this week is on animals. Really love his programme. If you've not tuned in, you really should. It's amazing. And his lecture, his John Peel lecture, which he delivered last Monday, will be on 8 till 9 on BBC 4 tonight. This little thing from Nitin Soni is called Vidya. It's from his album Displacing the Priest. I've met Nitin a couple of times, and he's one of those people that I've floated the idea of working with over and over again. He's a lovely man. I love what he does, and this is a beautiful little piece of music. Time now for the news. Wasn't very good.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30, I'm Adam Porter. The outgoing president of the European Commission has warned that Britain would lose global power and influence if it left the EU. José Manuel Barroso also warned David Cameron against introducing a cap on the number of national insurance numbers given to low-skilled immigrants from Europe. The Polish ambassador to the UK, Witold Sobkow, says the principle of freedom of movement is at the heart of the EU.
If we start somehow disassembling the four basic freedoms of the European Union, we have a problem. So we need to look at any proposal very carefully, not to start the disintegration of those basic freedoms of the European Union.
Victims of online abuse or trolling have welcomed proposals for longer prison sentences for abusers. Ministers say people who publish abusive or threatening material on Twitter or other sites could face up to 2 years in prison. Officials in Nepal say a search of the mountains for survivors of a severe storm has ended and turned into a mission to find bodies under the snow. The family of Andy Kimmeling, one of the Britain's unaccounted for, have said he is safe and well. One of the few openly gay Roman Catholic priests in Britain, Father Bernard Lynch, says he's disappointed that the church has refused to back proposals supported by the Pope for a greater acceptance of gay people. A call to accept and value homosexuals failed to win the backing of two-thirds of the bishops at a synod in Rome. A marathon has gone ahead in Beijing despite heavy smog. Many of the runners wore face masks because of the pollution. Chaz Pope, a Beijing resident from the UK, said he was forced to pull out.
This was one of the worst days I've known. Very poor visibility and definitely a feeling in the mouth of not good quality air today. And so I got to 10 kilometres. I wasn't running very fast. I just looked at it and thought, you know, what's the point in carrying on? It just wasn't a lot of fun.
That's Six Music News. The next update's at 3:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty. Thank you.
temple garden with acres of sky. A brown-haired dog mouse, if one dropped by. Yellow Delaney would sleep well at night. With everything empty in into white. Outside, a black spider dancing on top of his eye. Red-legged chicken stands ready to strike. And everything empty in into white. I built my house from barley rice, green pepper walls and water ice. And everything empty in into ice.
Cat Stevens and Into White. I like that tune. Nice tune to move into a house to, I can't help but think. I met Giles Peterson the other day for the first time properly. I mean, I sort of said, all right, mate, across a Six Music crowded event. But I met him properly the other day. What a lovely bloke he is. What a nice man. I mention that because he is, of course, the breathing image of Cat Stevens. This next one's by Snowbird. It's called Porcelain. And Snowbird is Simon Raymond from Bella Union Records and formerly of the Cocteau Twins. It's his new outfit. This is a really beautiful thing. And little known fact, Simon can cut a rug when he needs to. I was with him at New Year's Eve and the man can move.
There's a place behind a tiny door.
Snowbird and Porcelain. Lovely, isn't it? Fantastic. New music on Six Music. Got a couple of emails here concerning, well, this one's about the new David Bowie tune, Sue, that I featured as a world exclusive last week. Mike Singleton says, hardly commercial, and I think it will get a lot of flack from Jeremy Vine and the like, but I loved it. In the same realm as Brecht and the Bonzo's Big Shot and Mac the Knife. Anyway, I think you should find 5 minutes for Standing on the Moon by the Grateful Dead. An absolute beauty. Gives me goose pimples every time. I'll look into it, Mike. If I like it, I'll play it. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk, or just find me through the Wonderweb. Graham Bowes got in touch about the moon. He said, hi Guy, been loving the show, great to hear such an eclectic mixture of sound, and a big fan of you and your band. Thank you very much. I didn't realise you were such a fan of the moon. Me too. Attached to a couple of recent pictures I took. Also, I was a big fan of Patrick Moore and was lucky enough to meet him lots of times at his home and other events. I even saw his sketchbooks of the moon that NASA consulted him on for landing sites. Keep up the great work, all the best, Graham Bowes. Do you know what I mean? It's fantastic, isn't it? Such a talented man now, Patrick. So glad I got him to do my eye dents as well before he died. But Graham, these photographs of the moon that you've supplied with your email are extraordinary, especially the one with an airliner flying across it. How the hell did you get that? What a brilliant shot. I've actually got a black and white printout of those photographs that's been sent from my crack production unit at the BBC. I'd like to see full colour if that exists. Can I have it as a screensaver, Graham, or will I have to pay your royalties? Do send us emails on anything that you think of. Join the programme. We're going to listen to another tune from the Middle East now. All the profferings this week from my featured artist, the Middle East, are from an EP called The Recordings of the Middle East. They're an Australian band who are no longer together, but they made beautiful noises like this when they were. This is called The Darkest Side. Let's see if we can get them to reform, eh? Even if it's only for one little tour of the UK.
1, 2, 3, 4. Fences down, plastic bags and Panadol is out. Love is soul Gibson 335, and a father's dream died the night just to keep that electricity on. And it's the darkest side of my heart that dies when you come to me. And it's the golden ticket I win when you kill my enemies. crying, the violence crying, the softest sigh when I'm empty. But if you leave me, I'll hide in a game like SimCity. Oh, when I die, I'm alive. When I lose, I find my identity.
If I died on my bedroom floor, would you cry on your bedroom floor and tattoo my name underneath your arm? Ooh, love, I was alive in the old days, been put to death in this golden age by a calamity.
It's the dark inside of my heart that dies when you come to me. And it's the golden ticket I win when you kill my enemies. I hear the father's cry and the softest sigh when I'm empty. But if you leave me, I'll get me gone, drowned face down, muddy in the water. Oh, when I die, when I die, when I die, I'm alive. When I lose, I find my identity.
Darkest Side from the Middle East. The Begapedia is here with yet another fascinating tale for us. Now then.
Now then. On the 11th of September 2014, the music world lost a legend. The name Bob Crewe might not be familiar to everyone, but how about the following? Big Girls Don't Cry, Walk Like a Man, The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore, Lady Marmalade. He co-wrote all of those songs and so many more in a career beginning in the 50s and lasting well into the new millennium. He was the man behind the huge and enduring success of the Four Seasons, who also produced recordings and had several successful record labels, as well as appearing himself on the soundtrack to Barbarella as the Bob Crewe generation, and even filling galleries with fans of his fine art. His prolific talent was universally admired within the music industry, and his knack of writing ear-catching lyrics and creating irresistible hooks has left us with innumerable songs to remember him by. One of the most successful being the fabulous Can't Take My Eyes Off You. You may initially find your toe tapping, and perhaps by the trumpet hook you'll be wiggling those hips, but when the chorus arrives, I defy you not to join in at the top of your voice. Bob Crewe, you genius, here's to you. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stay. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Feel that every day. I'm just trying to distract you from the abyss here.
Here's the sound of a camel.
Exactly. This is the Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Skibbump ba ding dong. We've never had as much interaction as we did when I accidentally said that you put courgette in moussaka and not aubergine.
Texting.
I'm trying, love. Not something you wear every day, is it, on a breakfast show? Come on, up and at 'em today. Isn't it great to be alive? Professor Brian Cox, why are we here? You ask yourself that every Tuesday morning, don't you, Brian?
I do, but the answer is, it's inevitable.
Back tomorrow from 7.
Just tickle myself there. Anyway.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Charlie Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
This next one is a Song for Guy recommendation from Owen Gower. He says, "Hi Guy, this song's an absolute classic, but little known soul song we uncovered when making our new documentary about the miners' strike. Still the Enemy Within, which is out in cinemas at the moment. Would love to hear it make your show and reach out to the audience it deserves. The song is George Perkins' Crying in the Street, and it is a cracking. Lots of love to Owen Gower."
Somebody marching, mm-hmm.
This one from the XX makes me very happy. It's called Angel. Just reminds me of being a teenager in my bedroom.
Monsters. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I'll show them to you and you'll see them shine. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
I play that song every now and again because, well, you know why. Because I covered it once with an all-star band, including Richard Hawley and Frank Black. Bob Dylan's Lay, Lady, Lay. This next tune is a song for Guy recommendation from Jean-Philippe. It could be Jean Phillips, couldn't it? Same spelling. What have I done with it? Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Here we go. Jean Phillips, or Jean-Philippe, says, I bought this as a 9-year-old many years ago. I've always liked the male voice, including yours. Flattery will get you everywhere. Would love to hear it again, just to see if my tastes have changed. Oh, well, this is exciting. So this isn't a song you own currently. A very deep tenor voice, from what I remember. This might like to be shared. I'm going to go with Jean Phillips from Horsham in West Sussex. This is Tennessee. There's a lovely little bit at the beginning of this. I wonder if it was on the original. Sounds to me like something they've stuck in afterwards. Tennessee, Ernie Ford with River of No Return. The backing vocals on this are what make it. In fact, I want to float an idea when we've heard it. A song for Guy recommendation from Jean Phillips. This is Tennessee, Ernie Ford and River of No Return.
Love is forever my heart will yearn. Gone, gone forever down the river of no return. Wailaree, wailaree, she.
River of No Return for Gene Phillips. I hope you enjoyed it as much as you did when you were little. That was Tennessee Ernie Ford. The backing vocals are incredible, especially the women on that there song. Let's do a BV special. What songs do you consider are made by the backing vocals? Straight off the top of my head, I think Is This Love, the live version of Is This Love, Bob Marley. The girls are angels on that song. A backing vocal special of the finest hour. Get your recommendations in. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Which songs are made by the backing vocals? Or destroyed? Let's have some fun with it. New one from Marika Hackman now. I think she's about 4 months old, this one. It's called Drown, and she's very, very talented. And very good looking, and very young. God, he makes you sick.
Oh, I am bold, as brass posing as gold. You can shine me all you want, but I am hard as I am.
Extraordinary from Marika Hackman, that was Drown. I think it's great. Great new music. Grapefruit Moon by Tom Waits was suggested by somebody. Why didn't you play Grapefruit Moon? Somebody asked. This will forever remind me of my friend Brian Glancy. Brian died some years ago now. But I miss him every day. A wonderful man. And when he was drunk, he used to do a version of this song on his very, very ill-maintained upright piano as Noel Coward. It wasn't just this song he used to do. He did quite a few songs as Noel Coward when he was drunk. But this one sticks in the mind particularly. This one also reminds me of Michael Eavis, who eats an entire grapefruit, including the pips, every morning before he milks the cows. There you go. There's a fact for you.
One star shining, that I can see.
For our Brian and for Michael Eavis as well, Tom Waits' Grapefruit Moon. Love it. Sharon Van Etten. Everybody's talking about Sharon Van Etten with good reason. She's very good. This Is Nothing Will Change. Oh, it's a new one, by the way. Sharon Van Etten with Nothing Will Change. That's the new one from her. I love it.
The wind blows, a single leaf drops, waving goodbye or hello.
This is Keris.
The cool fingers of autumn are upon us. Let's enjoy some time together. With a succulent, ripe crop of music harvested just for a Sunday.
Just makes you happy, doesn't it, listening to the soundtrack of Six Music? Because there's so many great artists, so many great recordings, it's quite nice to cover a lot of them, as many as we can.
We have guests, historians, musicologists, poetry,
cup of tea with a world of voices as autumn passes by.
Nice. Feeling all nice and warm now.
Keris Matthews.
Listen now at the Six Music website.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Thank goodness for high-dose anti-equilibrium.
And Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
Let's have another Desert Island Disc snippet from Dennis Potter. We had one last week, and I really love how emotionally fluent he is. I think it's fascinating listening to him talk, and I think he would have been an amazing man to know. So this is him talking to Michael Parkinson.
Music means things in a literary way to me. It has to be a trigger for some event, some memory, some gathering of impressions from the past. And then I can add those extra layers of meaning to it myself. I used to tinkle on the piano, and I played in the village brass band in Forest of Dean when I was 10.
Yes, what was your instrument?
A baritone, which is a size down from the euphonium. When I was being taught by the conductor as a 10-year-old, he said, just imagine, old butt, there's got a bit of baccy on the tongue and I'm just trying to spit it out. So, you know, as a 10-year-old who had an illicit woodbine, I think that was about the closest to musical perfection I ever achieved.
Well, let's have your third record. What's that?
My third record is Al Bowley singing with a Lou Stone band, You Couldn't Be Cuter, which is a nice example of that combination, 1930s music, to which I have a very complex relationship. I mean, I like to think I listen to it with an alert and sardonic mind. I don't know whether I do, but it's the sort of music I play when I have been depressed, or the sort of music I play when I'm working sometimes, because it's that kind of easy stuff. It's a sugar mouse. Sugar mice can remind you of real mice sometimes, and you can actually find in this sort of music some of the things you're looking for.
My ma will show you an album of me that'll bore you to tears, and you'll attract all the relatives we have dodged for years and years. And what'll they tell me? Exactly, what'll they tell me? They'll say you couldn't be nicer,
couldn't be sweeter,
couldn't be better,
couldn't be smarter,
couldn't be cuter, baby, than you are.
Bowley with Lou Stone and his band. That was You Couldn't Be Cuter, chosen by Dennis Potter, the writer, on his edition of Desert Island Discs. Lots and lots of editions of Desert Island Discs are available on the BBC website for you to go and have a look at from the archive. I'm going to read you one from Lucy Browning. She's from Vancouver. She's currently living in Spain. She wants to hear I Get Low by Timber Tombra, and I'm not aware of this tune. Because this was the very first song I heard from this beautiful band, and now they're one of my absolute favourites, but you never forget your first time, she said. Love the show on a Sunday afternoon for my husband and I over here in Spain. Lovely to hear from you, Lucy, and thanks for the Song for Guy recommendation. Do keep them coming in, folks. Recommendations rather than requests. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Play me something because it's from a different era or a different country or a genre that you've not heard much of on the Finest Hour. Try and turn me onto a piece of music that I've not heard. You don't have to find the piece of music, just recommend it in an email, and Peter Hardy or Helen or Michelle or somebody that helps me make the programme will go and dig it up and find it for you. And if we like it, we'll play it. Once again, it's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk for those Song for Guy recommendations. Here now, though, for Lucy Brown and her husband, Lucy Browning, I should say, and her husband out there in Spain, this is Timber Tombra and I Get Low.
If I could, I would turn back into dust, and it would look so good to me. Oh, I could almost taste it. In one moment, I'm a king. The next minute, nothing. I just wanted to feel alright. But it's not that simple. I get low, 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 low. I get low, 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 low on my own. In the palm of my hand, the empire is summoned, and as it was born, all substance crumbled. And in a vain attempt at the meaning of life, I should have better ways of spending my time. Should I climb the mountain? Should I sail the sea? Or should I build my house up? Should I start my family? Is it time to get out? Is it time to make a living? As I reach the summit, I come tumbling back down. I get low, 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 low on my own. I get low, 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 low on my own. I get low, 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 low on my own.
BBC News at 3:30, I'm Adam Porter. The Conservative chairman, Grant Shapps, says David Cameron is right to try to renegotiate with the European Union over the number of immigrants coming from EU countries. He described as extraordinary claims by the outgoing president of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, that Britain would lose its influence if it left the EU. Victims of online abuse have welcomed proposals for longer prison sentences for abusers. Those who publish abusive or threatening material on Twitter or other sites could face up to 2 years in prison. But one victim of online trolls, the Labour MP Stella Creasy, says longer sentences alone won't be effective.
We need the police and the CPS to have better training in what stalking is and what harassment is, to understand that if somebody is sending messages and escalating their fixation on somebody, whether it's on or offline, to be able to assess the risk the person faces, because that's the issue we've got to crack.
One of the few openly gay Roman Catholic priests in Britain, Father Bernard Lynch, says he's disappointed that the church has refused to back proposals supported by the Pope for a greater acceptance of gay people. Father Lynch said part of the problem was that gay people were not invited to the discussions.
We are talked about, we are talked at. We are not in dialogue. We're not treated as co-equals, even to begin with. Where were the openly gay priests or the openly gay, lesbian, transgendered, bisexual women and men in the Senate? Where was their voice?
Officials in Nepal say they've ended a search and rescue operation to find trekkers stranded after a series of blizzards and avalanches. They're now looking for bodies buried under the snow. The Prince of Wales has ordered a cull of grey squirrels across his Duchy of Cornwall lands in a bid to protect the indigenous red variety. A spokesman for Prince Charles, who's patron of the Red Squirrel Survival Trust, said humane and lawful measures have been introduced to control the population of greys. That's Six Music News. The next update's at 4:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
I've got a coin in the palm. I can make it disappear. I got a coin.
card up my sleeve. Name it and I'll pull it out your ear. I got a rabbit in my hat. If you wanna come and see, this is what we'll be. This is what we'll be. I got shackles on my wrist. Soon I'll slip and be gone. Chain me in a box in the river. And I sing in this song. Trust none of what you hear. And less of what you see. This is what we'll be. This is what we'll be.
Bruce Springsteen fans everywhere, that's magic. Let's face it, there's no other kind, is there, of Bruce Springsteen fan. They're all rabid. This next tune from Tears for Fears reminds me so strongly of my childhood. It just brings back so many memories. I absolutely love it. It's called I Believe, and it's from Songs from the Big Chair.
That if it's written in the stars, that's fine.
Tears for Fears, from Songs from the Big Chair, that's I Believe. My featured artists this week have been the Middle East. All the songs you've heard, all three of them, are from an EP called The Recordings of the Middle East, which I urge you to go and buy. A beautiful listen. I'll prove it further now with this song, Fool's Gold.
Their steady eyes and their ready smile.
Middle East and Fool's Gold. Once again, go and buy that EP, The Recordings of the Middle East. You won't be disappointed. Here's Nina Simone. I played this not too long ago on The Finest Hour, but I don't think you can ever have enough of it on a Sunday afternoon, or evening, or whenever you're listening.
Drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay with you forever, and I'll be glad. Yes, I love you, Pokey. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me with his hot hands. If you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever. I've got my man. If you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever. I've got my man. Someday I know he's coming to call me. He's going to handle me and hold. It's going to be like dying, Porgy, when he calls me. But when he comes, I know I'll have to go. Don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay with you forever. I've got my man.
Nina Simone, and from Porgy and Bess, that's I Love You, Porgy. Isn't that perfect?
Six Music.
The BBC Music John Peel Lecture 2014, sharing his thoughts on free music in a capitalist society. Iggy Pop.
I worked half of my life for free. I didn't really think about that one way or the other until the masters of the record industry kept complaining that I wasn't making them any money. I got into the game because it felt good to play, and it felt like being free.
Will you please welcome Iggy Pop and his band.
We are now in the age of the schemer.
BBC Music's John Peel Lecture with Iggy Pop. Download the lecture now at the Six Music website or watch it in full tonight at 8 on BBC 4.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
This one too is a regular play on the Finest Hour. When I get in the mood though, nothing else will do. This is Feist covering Ron Sexsmith. This is Brandy Alexander.
Though I'd like to be the girl for him and cross the sea and land for him, a milky skin, my tongue is sour. the ever-distant band begins to play. He's my bandit Alexander, always gets me into trouble, but that's another matter. Bandit Alexander, he's my bandit Alexander, always gets me into trouble, but that's another matter. Bandit Alexander, though I know what I love most to live, I'm walking on.
Amazing voice, Feist, and her version of Brandy Alexander by Ron Sexsmith. Man, it just makes you want to drink, doesn't it? Please drink responsibly. David Sylvian now with I Surrender. I'm going to play you out on this tune. I absolutely love it. It's from his album Dead Bees on a Cake, and it's a big favourite, a bonding tune, if you like, of mine and Pete Turner, who's the bass player at Elbow. Pete and Ruth and their kids, Martha and Ted, you often listen to the show when they're doing Sunday things. Lots of love to you lot. Yeah, thanks very much for all your Song for Guy recommendations, everybody. Thank you to the Beckopedia, to Michelle, Peter, Helen, and everyone who helps me put the programme together. I'll see you same time next week. Iggy Pop coming up, and don't forget to watch his lecture tonight on BBC 4, 8 till 9. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington. See you later.
Dead, embittered from the stars. That night I crossed the bridge of sighs and I surrendered. I looked back and glimpsed the outline of a boy. His life of sorrows now collapsing into joy. Tonight the stars are all alive. rise beneath the southern sky, and I surrender. Recording angels and the poets of the night, bring back the trophies of the battles that we've fought. Searchlights fill the open skies, and I surrender. Oh,
disappearing world of footprints in the sand.